So I refer to this story as the time that I trolled the nation, and it's one of my better ones. And looking back, like it's almost like a little bit embarrassing, but it's really fun for me. So I guess the way to set it up is I was in Vancouver at the time, and I was in school, and I was also working full-time plus for a marketing firm down there. And most of our clients were based out of Seattle, so I had a lot of time spent along that stretch of road all the way from White Rock down to Seattle. And so I was pretty involved in the community, spent a lot of time shopping down there and whatnot. And somebody posted a link to a Facebook page called Bellingham Costco Needs a Time for Only Americans Story, or something like that. But I went to that Facebook page and I was just blown away because it was some guy, and he had set up this Facebook page to protest Canadians being able to shop at Bellingham Costco all days of the week. We were doing a lot of like remote work, and I was working from home so much, and I was going stir crazy. So I decided that the best approach would be to infiltrate the group, is the word that I'm going to use. I sort of approached it by changing all of my Facebook physical location data to Bellingham, and changing like my role to like some department store employee in Bellingham or whatever. And I just started posting things. Again, I'm in character as this American. I'm sorry, America. And I'm just saying things like, oh, my friends and I started this group because we're sick of not being able to feed our kids milk, eggs, treats. We can't even park our cars. All these Canadians come there. They take up 10 handicapped spots. That's a Canadian thing. Can't even speak English. Eventually, I checked my Facebook messages, and I forgot that there was like an other section in your messages that's people you don't know messaging you. And it kind of spam filters them. And I looked, and like a day and a half after this, I had like all of these messages. And they were like, Bryce, we'd like to get in touch with you and talk about this issue. Like, we understand that you're like the leader of this movement. And I was like, oh no. / oh yes. I had one from CBC Canada. And then I had some from like the Seattle local news outlets. And the biggest one was from CBS. And I got back to CBS, and I have this statement that I can read. And this is what I was copying and pasting to people, because they'd all ask the same question. Why are you doing this? What gives? You know, can you say anything here? And so this is what I said. I started off with, please do not share my name. We started this page because Bellingham is our city. We own it. Canadians are guests in my house. Guests are polite and wait for things. I'm trying to get milk, eggs, treats for my kids, and a Canadian is in the way? He should go to the back of the line. I need to get home and start dinner. We just want to keep out any Canadians who aren't willing to let an American in front of them in line. People hate us, but they didn't like Martin Luther King Jr. when he helped the black people and nailed that letter to the Pope's door either. We will keep fighting. Again, please, people know me. No name. Can you send me the segment to listen to? I got a message back from CBS National, and they were like, where do you live? We can be at your door in 5 minutes. We want to interview you. This will be on national news tonight in the States. And I was like, oh no. So I first got back to them, and I was like, listen, I'm so sorry. Like, I was just having fun. Like, just trying to get a rise out of people and make fun of this whole situation, because it's just like the satirical way in which I view things, and I apologize. You know, like, please don't come to my door. Like, you won't find anything, and I don't want to waste your time. So this is just me apologizing. And I was pretty Canadian about it. Like, I'm so sorry. And so they just didn't respond to me, which I understand the reaction of, well, we're done with this kid. Unfortunately, I forgot to get back to Fox News in Seattle. And so they had still kind of planned on this interview that she was going to call me and interview me about. And my phone rang, and I was like, oh. And I picked up, and however, Amy Duncan, who was their social media coordinator at the time, read through my emails, and unlike everybody else, she was like, this guy is too stupid to be real. She started Googling me, and she pretty much immediately found out who I actually was, which kudos to her. So they called me, and when I was on the phone with them, they called me out on it, but they weren't angry. Like, she laughed, and she's like, I get it, don't worry, like, well done, bravo. The thing was that the DJ kept trying to to get me to do this, like, sensationalist thing. He kept trying to get sound bites of me saying, like, I think Americans are stupid and, like, Canadians are way better and, like, Bellingham is full of idiots. But I was just like, I think I came across as, like, really polite, and he didn't really get anything to use against me. So what I learned from this is to probably take the trolling down a notch, because what I kind of assumed would just appear to be, you know, someone just being just acting dumb and getting a rise out of people, I wound up wasting a lot of man hours of various news outlets. And since then, I don't think I've really, done any large-scale trolling. I think I just kind of said, well, I'm going to stop trying to trick the internet because I think that I'm doing too good of a job at it.
Bryce Lockin, he is a stand-up comedian, musician, and social media professional in Prince George.